Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Well, we're opening new information. We're moving into an exciting time here where there's a lot of new understanding and expansion big time coming in. I don't know if you can feel it, but I'm like, can hardly sit here still in my chair. It felt like it started. It actually started before this. But it felt like it started with my decision about the December webinar on the 17th. This predictions and messages from the other side. It feels to me like it started then, but what they're telling me right now in the moment is I actually decided to do that or followed the instinctual information to do that because of the shift in energy that's happening right now.
Orange is Delsum. Orange, not green, relieves coughs
with me. There's a world-renowned medium
that works for 12 hours per day.
Bring through messages for the collective consciousness, but also personal messages from your loved ones from the other side. And it makes sense to me now that I'm getting this information in the moment of talking to you, with what came in very late last night.
So due time, orange is Delsum, 12-hour cough relief.
I want everybody to send out a big happy birthday to my wonderful producer, Stephen. Today is his birthday. We are so very grateful for the day he was born. Oh, my God, he saved my little batuka so many times. And just to remind you of the December 17th from 7 to 9 will be our last webinar. I can't believe I'm saying it. The last webinar of 2013. Holy hell, where did it go, right? Right off the bat, they're asking us to come together and in preparation for 2014, move into the feeling of freedom. What does freedom feel like? Well, I'm laughing because they're giving me all these pictures. Freedom feels like finally conceiving my daughter. Freedom feels like joyfully. I love the wind. I love the Santa Ana's and the wind. And just standing out there and feeling that electricity when the wind blows. I ever since I was a kid from Kansas, just love the wind. Great sex, the freedom of great sex and release and joyful coming together with another person and money, showering of money, and amazing health, having all the energy I have. And so let's get out of the words and everybody just go to your love place and feel freedom. That is the biggest feeling of 2014. Now, of course, being loved is the biggest feeling of freedom we have. It's really filling up that heart place. Now they're showing me the scene on the front of the Titanic, you know, when they're, the lovers are standing there on the front of the ship and they've got their arms back. And it's the first breath of really freedom, of being free that she's had out of her social, out of the social consciousness that she was raised with, which is another message already from the other side, the one energy, is 2014 is all about lightening up, lighten up our creation to, okay, this came in on Jennifer McQueen's show last night. My goodness, I'm doing a lot of things this week. That the days of struggle and the belief that I have to struggle to conquer, that worked in Moses' time. It doesn't work now. We got to lighten up. We've got to move into an era, and we are already, a more joyful creation through love. It's a real rebirth. And again, keeping your hearts open is an incredibly important, well, it has to be in place. If we're going to live freedom, our hearts have to be open. We're literally victims to ourselves if our heart isn't open. Okay, so this is what came in last night when I was working on something. And this is for everything. This is, well, when Stephen and I were talking before we started, he mentioned the flu, and I got hit with that word. He mentioned the word receiving. I got hit with that word. Both of those things are up. We're going to add giving to that. And we're going to add the continual, conscious, consistent creation of perfect health and abundance to what I'm about ready to give you. So basically, whatever you're working on, this is what you want to take more into the creation of that. To balance the energy, you know, all the energy has to be in balance for your direction. By consuming the negative electrical charge, we do this by invoking the golden light, which is the light which consumes all the energy, to consume all energy of where we are lying to ourselves. So we, right now, in this moment of now, are invoking the golden light to consume all energy in all places, anywhere where I might be lying to myself about the continual, consistent, conscious, positive, joyful, free creation of what I am desiring. We're also invoking the golden light around, we don't need other energy to heal ourselves. Now, this kind of blew me away because, you know, one of my big bones of contention is that we go outside of ourselves to ask other people to heal ourselves. But they wanted to bring forward a big clarification for me, so I could bring it to you, was, and we just skipped over it a couple of 3 weeks ago, that this space thing, you know, and I've been posting a lot of Greg Braden stuff. As you know, a lot of my focus is connecting science with the spirituality, which is what he does. And it's really, really, really coming to the forefront for 2014. That we must communicate with the particles that we've always thought is empty space, because the particles are God. they are the creation particles. Now, those particles can take the form of a person. They can be you communicating with particles. And in either case, you're communicating with the particles of God, not the particles of a person or a thing. And that's what they want to make clear to us. And we communicate with those particles by moving into the experience of completion as God. And they gave me the words from the good book, It Is Already Done. Greg Braden, in his post that I put, please watch that, guys. If you didn't watch that on the e-blast, please watch it. It's going to be a really valuable half hour of your time. Spoke of a scientific and yet spiritual experience that happened in China. And I was aware of this information years ago also, where the three practitioners stand around this woman with an inoperable brain cancer or tumor. Maybe it's not in her brain, I can't remember. And holding the energy of It Is Already Done, knowing her wholeness, knowing her perfection, in under, I think, 5 minutes, what we call in the Western world an inoperable tumor that you are going to die from, they literally dissolve with proof over a sonogram. And it was gone. Now, they're communicating. I'm testing this as I'm going. And if any of you out there are, you know, test, I'd appreciate it. When we communicate with the particles, knowing that it is done even before we ask. Ask and it is given. It is given to you even before you ask of it, right? That's the place of knowing that we have to move into for 2012. Knowing and communicating that knowing and being in friendship and connection in the creation of perfect health is the biggest thing you can do to not even acknowledge the flu physically in your life. Same thing with receiving. When you know you receive all your good and you communicate that knowing and partner with the particles of God, the energy of God. And remember, well, actually, they want to expand our definition now of God because it has been all thought and all possibility. And they want to add now and all probability. Wow. Holy heck. That's what I mean. I could feel the portal that we were moving into expanding here. God is all thought, all possibility, and all probability of our clear and conscious and consistent direction. And they're showing me the red dot, which is holding the focus. You have to hold your focus on the feeling of freedom and the feeling of knowing that it's already done. Okay. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine love, invoking the violet flame and the golden light. And I'm going to the calls. And Alicia, you've been on forever, so it must be important. Good morning, darling.
Goodness. Hello. This couldn't be more apropos. The last couple of days, this anger and sadness has been coming up, and I'm feeling like all this stuff is work, and I'm manipulating myself into something I'm not fully on board with, and just like work getting back into the feeling, going, no, you really want this good feeling, you really want it, and then all this more sadness coming up, and I'm realizing I'm not loving myself easily, and
that's
it goes
true.
Back to that struggle, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. There's a core belief in your way, so we're going to go to it, because if it's yours, it's mine, it's everybody's, so hang on, I got to get to the core belief. Okay. Here. Yeah, I can never be God. Well, no, yippee. Yippee, Alicia. Give me a yippee.
Yee-hoo!
Now we're all aware of the part of us that's fighting us. And if I can never be God, how can I just love myself all the time? I've got to pay for myself, I've got to redeem myself, I've got to, you know, do something so that I can still be worthy to sit at the feet of, right, instead of be one with. So when we claim that I can be and I am God, we are saying I can be and I am all thought, all possibility, and all probability. And when you say it that way, can you receive that in an easier way?
Yeah, I think so, because when I do the 10 minutes in the morning, the breathing, that's one thing that I do. I say I know and believe I'm God, and I'm the energy of, and then whatever I'm working on for, you know, a couple of weeks. And it feels like I'm getting into that vibe, and then it always surprises me that I get back out of it.
Well, you have to if you have that belief. Because what you're saying in your breathing is, I am God, and then this belief is so ingrained in us, you see, that we're us fighting us. We're the God of us fighting the God of us. All of us are not on board and saying yes to, I'm the God of me. I am all my possibilities. I am all my thoughts. I am all my probabilities. That's who I am. The potential of me lies within me. But if we have this ingrained belief, which we all do on a cellular level, they're saying, then we have to go into anger and sadness eventually so that we can realize and be conscious that we're fighting ourselves around this claim that we're making. So I want us to move into the communication with the space particles of God. That's a high enough term right now. We'll be moving into a higher term and understanding, but that'll do it for now, they said. So I want you to send out that communication. Know it within yourself. Commit to it within yourself. And then send out that communication that you are asking all God particles, all space particles, to work with you, partner with you, and consistently create the knowingness and the freedom of this knowingness in within you, within your psyche, within your spirit, within the beingness of you, and within the way your lives are being delivered to you right now, because they're created by you. But we want to be consciously working with all those space particles out there. Now, can you, if you drop into your heart, Alicia, can you feel that open up?
It does feel like there's more space. There's a little doubt, and yet there's space around it. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, okay, so let's take the doubt. We know we don't want doubt. What do we want?
Knowing.
You bet. So it is our great choice and direction, and we are now asking all energy, all space particles, to, well, bond with us in this knowing, in this peaceful, joyful. And keep giving me the word consistent knowing, that the more we hold ourselves and hold our knowing and focus there, the faster all of this solidifies, so that it just is. And there's nothing else. So that was a great start to the call, because we all know what we are being asked to focus on now and do, yeah, with a bigger understanding. It, you know, they're giving me now the words, God help me. And this is a whole new understanding of God help me. It's not, oh my God, I'm a victim, God help me. It's, I am knowing, I am directing, I am in power, and now God, aka all thought, possibility, and probability, come partner with me in the creation of this. Mm. So it is. Thank you for your call, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, much love to you. And we're going to Caroline in Ontario. Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning, beautiful. I've been ready since 8 o'clock my time, and I'm in Eastern time, so.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I know.
Well, you're definitely feeling it then, aren't you, baby?
Yes. All your words, as I've said one time on a previous call to you, everything you say I hear on my walks at my lake here, Lake Ontario, with my dog, when I connect in, and which I'm connected almost 100% of the time in the past.
Oh no, did we lose you?
On the Iran.
Yeah, Caroline, we're losing you, honey. You're on Skype. I don't want to lose you. Here we are in this connection again. All right, let's just all, that's the highest word, claiming connection to the God particles. I am connected to the God particles. Caroline, if you can hear me, call me back and I'll get you on, sweetheart. We're going to Carol in Arizona. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Are you on speakerphone?
Am I? Let me see. You're right.
Now
yeah.
I'm off. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Incredible things have been happening to me, and I've done so much healing and on the physical, emotional, all different levels. But I still sometimes get stuck in that old thing, feeling that, well, I'm going to let myself down. I'm not going to do what I need to do. And I'm not sure exactly. And I see that as an old pattern.
Yeah, it's that. Well, in my terms, the way I'd express that is I'm in fear it'll all go away. Oh, my God, I've got everything I want. And I'm in fear I'm not going to keep creating it. Those are the highest words.
Right. Yes.
But Carol.
Yes.
I mean, let's look at this from a more scientific point of view.
Okay.
If you are the power of you that walks to the door, do you question that you're going to walk to the door every time?
No. No.
Do you question, because you've always picked up a pencil, do you question that you're going to be able to pick up a pencil?
No.
So why is it so hard for us when we start creating money and we heal our bodies and we create the perfect relationship in our lives that we're afraid we're not going to do it? Okay, and this is your answer. This is our answer.
Okay.
Because in the past, we were not aware that we created our good. We thought it was luck. we thought the world just, oh, finally, I got some.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And we did not take responsibility for the creation of ourselves. So now that we are consciously aware of the fact that we're actually doing the creating, we're in fear still. There's that part of us that remembers not knowing that we did it. And so we go back into that little, and it's very little there thing, but it's kind of imprinted on our energy. This place where we expect the world to fall out on us because we're not in control and charge of our own creation. So that's the part, that's what they were talking about in the beginning. We want to balance the energy by consuming the negative electrical charge, where we think all our good is going to go away because we don't create it. And invoking the golden light to consume that and moving into the communication with the space God particles that I know I am the creation of me. And partner with me in every way in my knowing of this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's that part of me that's afraid I'm going to let myself down where I've been let down before. And instead of taking my power and knowing that, no, if I have this feeling, that's fine. And as you said, pull in the God particles. Ask to be cleared of anything that is, whatever's bringing it up, and welcome whatever's being brought up to see it as a part of you that says, okay, maybe there's something I need to move forward on.
Yeah, because remember, everybody, and thank you again to Warren Hopkins, everything is love. Everything.
Yes.
Cancer, lack of money, all the negatives that we call them negative are actually not negative. They are part of the whole. And the more we can encompass them in love, accept them, because you can't direct or create out of any energy that you don't accept, right?
Right.
You have to accept everything, infuse it with love.
Yes.
Which means you have to love yourself in order to do that.
Yes.
Know that it's already done.
Yes. And then instead of seeing it in fear, see it, as you said, in love. See it and welcome it and let it flow through you.
And as a possibility, Carol, as a possibility of creation.
Yes. Wow.
So,
wow.
You can feel the expansion of that. I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that ability to look into the mirror and really see the God of you.
Yes.
And know that everything else around you is the God of you and the God of all. And that our power is in choosing from that God place what we want to create. Our power is our free will and the direction
exactly.
of it. Right? But you have to really love yourself in order to know that, to be that, and to direct the energy for your highest good.
Yes. Wow. Thank you.
And again, they're underlining the words, it is already done. So we're claiming for all consciousness.
Yes.
This is already done. This is already in place. And so it is.
And trust in that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Many blessings.
For calling in with that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. I haven't talked to you for a while. What's up, buddy?
Well, things are going really well, and they've really fallen out. I mean, there are a lot of questions. But they're redoing my building. We just got got new front door keys that are so, like, top secret. I can only get two of them, so I have to sit. But, I mean, legally, Matthew and I are allowed to live together, but everything is on tenterhooks here. And everything else is like, whoa. I don't even know if I should continue to be an actor.
You know, Steve, I'm having real trouble hearing you, sweetheart. Yeah, that's better.
Is this better. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. You were just breaking up really badly.
Oh, so what part did you get?
Well, there's crap going on in your building, and you and Matthew both are having difficulty dealing with it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that we want more. We have top secret keys that you can't even get copied at a hardware store.
Well, and that's good and bad.
Yeah.
That's an inconvenience, and it's high safety.
See, and I don't feel unsafe, so I never felt unsafe.
True, but many people in your building do. Why are we focusing on this? That's what I want to know.
Because I want to be able to get more keys and, you know, not have them. They're throwing people out right and left, and I want to keep my apartment.
Okay, so you're in fear. That's what this is about.
Uh-huh.
So it's a true statement. You don't feel unsafe in the world, but you feel unsafe in the world. All right, so let's break this down, because there's a big yin and yang going on here.
Always.
So who's creating that yin and yang?
Me, of course.
Okay, you, of course. And so you don't feel unsafe when you walk out on the street. That's a true statement. But you are in continual fear of losing this apartment. We've talked
about it.
You brought it up 3 or 4 times.
Right.
So you are feeling unsafe in your own home, in the home of you.
Right.
Okay.
No, I don't really, in a lot of ways, I don't even think I have a home in me.
Well, then you won't. Do you understand? Your fear about this apartment is the very thing will create it going away. You know that, and yet you're allowing yourself to do it. And my question to you is why. You're more conscious than that now.
Yes.
Well, stop it.
Okay. I mean, I know legally we're protected, so they can't also...
I don't give a shit about legally. I'm talking about energetically. Because if you're not in harmony with what you want energetically, you absolutely can create the possibility of even the legal stuff falling out. You understand? You've got to be in harmony with knowing and feeling that you are safe and secure in the home of you. That's what we were just talking with Carol about. Am I going to know that I'm safe as my continual creator or not? And that opportunity is being given to you through the apartment. It's an opportunity that's coming forward to say, Stephen, look where you still are not being the God of thoughts, possibilities, and probabilities here.
Right.
All right. So the more you can breathe into, you know, that feeling of freedom by staying and loving and feeling the safety and the warmth of your apartment, your home, they're saying, the more the reality of that you live in. Because what's happening right now, honey, is you're fine in your apartment. You were given the security key. You're safe there, but the reality within you is creating a whole different reality, period, for you to live in. And it doesn't have anything to do with the reality. The reality is you're safe in your apartment and you were given a security key. But the reality you keep living in is, oh, my God, I'm going to keep myself in fear that I'm not going to have this apartment.
I got you. I got you. I can feel
that. Okay. All right. You know this now, Stephen. Don't start playing these games with yourself, baby. Because you and Matthew both know this, and you should be able to call each other on it.
Oh,
why are
Matthew's
we doing
right.
this? Why are we doing this? We know better than this. We know this isn't how we create what we want.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so let's know that and stand in our knowing and send this out to those space God particles of the everything that we are claiming it is already done, that I consistently and peacefully and joyfully stay in constant, consistent creation. It is already done that I am communicating with the one energy that it is already done because I know that I'm the creator of me. And so it is.
I'm falling out everywhere.
You're not falling out everywhere.
Okay.
Not at all. Again, Stephen, by asking that question, that's the reality you create.
Right.
Well, there's something that happened between you and Matthew that's taking you, or you, hold on. It happened, okay, I guess this apartment thing for both of you, why is it putting you in such fear? Because it's taking both of you out of your knowing, and you've been in your knowing for so long.
Absolutely. I think I'm probably spreading it to him, and he's attacking me for it.
Well, but that means he's not creating consciously either. So my question is, you know, bottom line, if there was an earthquake in New York and your building crumbled, I'm just saying, what if, you would find another apartment, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But you see, Stephen, that's different. That's more freeing thought to you because somebody's not doing it to you.
Right.
If it was an act of God, it was like, oh, well, this is screwed, but I've just got to find another apartment. So the thing that's really driving this is that they're going to screw us over. Whoever they are is going to screw us over. And that's the common thread that goes through everything in your life. That still little part of you, of us, and we've talked about it with other people on the call already, that part of us that says, oh, my God, is the other shoe going to drop? Is it going to go away? Are they going to screw me over? Am I going to screw me over? Right?
Right.
This not knowing that we get to choose by the focus of love we hold. So I want you to bring yourself back into that, knowing that you are always going to be the God of you that comes through consciously with love and focus on what you want. Okay?
Absolutely.
Claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine love.
Wow, I could really feel that today, too. When you said it, I could feel the peace coming over my body.
Yeah, see them, and them is anybody in power and authority, Stephen. See them as on your side.
Wow. You know, that's a big thing. I know that's the thing, that's whole thing of my career, too, that everyone above
yeah.
me is, yeah. Wow. That's a, we uncovered something huge.
Yes, yeah, for everybody. Thank you, darling.
Oh, thank you. I love you, Dee.
I love you, too. Hey, here's Miss Caroline. She's back. Good. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, beautiful. What was that all about? Can we ask what that was all about? That
It's just about this communication. Well, the highest words are the communication and the connection to our knowingness. Highest, most correct. And the knowingness of the one energy. See, the one energy only knows love. It only knows creation is love and love is creation. So that's what we're claiming and sending out, that it is already done.
And I'm going to, it almost feels like I'm going backwards by saying I have claimed that it already is done for a few years, and it's not yet done. So that's the word I'm going to put out there.
Yes, but you have been claiming, we have been claiming it is already done without the belief and the feeling.
Okay.
Behind it. Guys, what is it? Let's just take a minute. What does it feel like to, what would it feel like to know that once we have decreed something, that the whole world is going to take care of it for us? I mean, can you feel that freedom of the burden of having to conquer and struggle? I mean, what would have it felt like for me to say, I am creating this baby, and not have to struggle for 6 years to do it? I mean, to live in that miraculous, Lainey and I were having a discussion last night when all this was coming in about the God particles and all that. And I was telling him about the documented surgery of this tumor in China. And he said, well, yeah, honey, soft tissue, but not bone. I mean, if it's a bone, you've got to go have it put back in. You see, that's partial belief. Well, I believe maybe you can use your hand to create healing in soft tissue, but not hard tissue, not bone. That's like Christ saying, well, I believe I can make the lame to walk, but I can't make the blind to see. And it's that knowing that we are being really urged to move into, to experience, okay, for 2014. That it is already done. The miracle is already done, into that huge leap of trust that as you ask, it is delivered unto you.
And the miracle is what I am asking for, right?
The miracle is you knowing you already have it.
I create beautifully when it's within the money that I make. I have a beautiful dog beside me here that I created. I called exactly how she is, except for the breed, but I felt what it would feel like to walk with her on the beach, and that she was a petite little gold, a little long-haired girl, and she's laying beside me, and she's perfection, and I created that. And I create a $24 winter coat when I need one at thrift stores, because I, monetarily, I shop at thrift stores. So I create what I can afford, but what I want is way beyond, is beyond what I can afford. So now, so I try to create money to get there. Thanks.
Well, no, don't create the money to get there. Create having those things and the feeling and the experience of having those things, and then the money to get them will come.
I do both, Dee.
Well, they're saying you drop out somewhere.
I drop
and it's in the struggling to conquer. How am I going to make the money? I've got to make the money. I've got to make the money to get more of these things. And that's not how you're going to make the money or the things. How you're going to create the money or the things is, first of all, feel the blessings, and they're saying you do this, of what you have.
Yes, I do, I do.
Okay, but can you also feel the blessing of already having the things you don't?
Yes, I walk on the beach and I'm there. I'm in my dream.
No,
and
they're saying that you're... You're doing it with the intention of getting.
Okay.
Instead of doing it with the experience of already having it. Can you feel the difference? I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna do the breathing exercise that Dee said, because that'll get me more money. As opposed to, I'm going to choose to do the breathing exercise to bring myself in balance and harmony and my knowing that I already have everything. Those are two entirely different intentions. So they want you to play with that a little bit, Carolyn. Okay?
Absolutely.
And that's for all of us, because, again, we're focusing on it is already done. Every time I say those words, the light goes dimmer or goes brighter, or it's something electrical happens here on my little desk in Portland. What?
Like losing the call, like the call disconnecting.
Yes, exactly. And so we are. Let's just put our names in, that I am the God of me.
I am
the God of me. I am the God of Anna. Put your name in. That knows it is already done as soon as I ask. So it is. Well, I can feel that. I can feel that, guys. So let's really start playing around with that one. Okay, and I do mean playing. Playing, okay? Much love to you. Thank you.
I love you, too.
All right, Reva, what's up?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, baby.
Well,
how are you?
We had talked about 3 weeks. I'm fantastic. We had talked about 3 weeks ago about something, and you said, can I bring this in for the community? And I said, absolutely. So I wanted to call because I get a yes that it also has something to do with the work we did on Saturday night. So 3 weeks ago, I said that my revelation had been that I've always made amazing money, had great jobs, always been fine, but had always looked to, oh, my God, that shoe will drop thing, and not stood in appreciation and basking in how wonderful the jobs were and the clients and the money while it was happening, so that it was consistent. And then Saturday, that fear that we worked on around people, or in this case, I get money leaving. So you take it from there.
Well, yes, and that's, you know, I'm going to stop creating. It's going to be taken away from me. I'm going to give it away because I believe I'm not God and I'm not my creator. Any and all different take on that is pretty much the theme of the show. In other words, it's that little tiny bit of us that still doesn't know that we're the ones that created already being done and delivered to us. And sharing that knowing and partnering that knowing with the energy we've always called God, which is the space around us that we are continually focusing and directing the creation of.
Yep.
And so I don't know why they're giving me this, but they're taking me to growing older. And there is a belief that you have to get sick or forget who you are, or you have to decline in some way before you leave. That's a belief. And that it dovetails into what we're talking about here, that the belief that there cannot just be consistent, whole, glorious, fun, created good and happiness and love, that is not a state that's possible, and certainly not a state that's possible until you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're creating it that way. You know, if we want to be vital and energetic and mentally alert until we leave, we have to know that we are the possibility that creates that. And that's the same, that it's the same issue as knowing that about money, knowing that about health, moving into the trust in a relationship, that even if I've created problems in a relationship before, that I've been the creator of that, and I'm choosing to move into total trust in this relationship, so I create it in a different way. This is the final message here. In every moment of now, in every moment, which is the moment of the nowness you live in, you have the divine opportunity to claim it is already done. Whatever you are focusing on and want in your reality, in every moment, whatever that is already done. So, which means you can shift the reality of your life from one moment to the next moment to the next moment to the next moment, which is why holding the focus is so incredibly important. You want every single moment to be the moment of the same moment of the focused love upon which you are focusing and choosing and knowing that it is already done, so that you live every moment in that consistency. And around that, we are coming together to invoke the formula, the symbol. I am divine love, invoking the violet flame, the golden light. My goodness, my love, my freedom, my health, my money flow, my perfect, fabulous relationships in my life. I am the creation of those, and it is already done unto me, by me, working with the God particles of space that I am. And so it is. Holy hell. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
For remembering to do that. Oh, I had forgotten I had asked you to do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you. Have a happy.
Oh, we are, as we know.
All
right, guys. Hallelujah. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean it. So, again, December 17th, it's our last webinar. I want us to come together to bring in, look what you did on this show. Look what we did on this show. Oh, this show was staggering, this show, to me. The brilliance and the energy that we've shifted here and the clarity that we've gotten. December 17th, sign up at imdwallace.com. It's from 7 to 9. And, oh, my goodness, hold the focus, hold the love, hold your knowing, and know it is already done unto you. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because, guys, you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.